ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to CADcast episode number 446. I'm your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. Nope. Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by a man who is also in Long Island, New York. But I was also told I wasn't allowed to use the intro I had planned. So here's Wombat.
Hey, I'm here and I'm perfectly legal.
For legal for what?
Whatever. What do you got?
I don't know.
See, I already had that was my reply to the thing that you didn't use.
Gotcha. Hi, Shipwreck.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm intrigued.
We'll leave it up to the mysteries. I think everyone should write what the intro should have been for that response in the comments.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I know. No one will do that.
No. Everybody wants to know how the big visit went last weekend.
Everybody?
I don't know. Like two people.
So how you tell me, how'd it go?
I thought we had a great time.
Mm-hmm. I know I had a fantastic time. I know everyone in my family had a fantastic time. And I very much look forward to coming back.
Yeah, it was good. Nothing got broken, Chip. You're suspect? You think something did get broken and we just haven't noticed yet?
I was looking forward to find out what was broken. And whether it was Wombat or one of his kids.
No. There was no... everybody was well-behaved. And Mrs. Cheapy really liked Elliot.
Well, he's pretty hard to not like.
Screw funny. The rest of you.
Right? No. Yeah. You know what I mean. But Elliot was cracking us up the whole time.
Yeah, Elliot was addicted to the coffee cake that the GBD family provided. And he had about 9 slices. So it was pretty funny. He kept sneaking around the corner as if we couldn't see him and going, "Is there any cake left?" So... It's a good time.
That was some good coffee cake, by the way.
It was really good coffee cake.
If you live on Long Island and you want some good-ass sour cream coffee cake, go to Thomas's Ham and Eggery. It was $12 for a like a football-sized coffee cake.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And and I would say Sabrina and Ty pretty much ran away as soon as we got there. And we didn't see them for most of the time.
They went to Minecraft Town.
Yeah, they did. They just escaped to Minecraft, and that was the last we saw of them.
No, but then they did other things, too. And we made gyoza.
We made gyoza, and that was a ton of fun. There was lots of drinking.
Is gyoza a ladies. Japanese thing or a Jewish thing?
That's a Japanese thing.
Okay.
They're not pierogies, either. Yeah, they're just dumplings.
Oh, pierogies. You should have just said pierogies.
Your wife pulled out all the stops and made some very good food.
Yum. Yeah, she's good like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't deserve her.
it's nice living the American lifestyle where they don't expect the people to stay in the office till 7:30 at night, so I can actually take advantage of Mrs. Cheapy's cooking skills.
And she does have legitimate cooking skills.
Thank you.
So.
Mm-hmm. And how about my dishwashing skills?
Yes. Oh, and those were excellent. Sorry.
I can load and unload a dishwasher like nobody's business.
It was really impressive. I've never seen anyone move like that before.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it was good to have them over. It was really fun. And then we saw them the next day.
Yeah, that was fun at the museum.
Yeah, that was funny. Oh, wait, I got to tell you a story. So remember at the dinner, Mrs. Cheapy wanted me to tell you a story, but I was going to save it for the show.
Take your word for it.
Yeah. You were drunk. You were already like asleep and out of it. And actually ties into @YoungerWombat's question. He asks me if it's hard to masturbate now that I live in a house with so many windows. And the answer is, yeah, I think I even talked about it before. The answer is yes, it is hard. but so check this out. So the other
day. Yeah, but what about masturbating? Is that difficult?
Ha ha. Yeah. Come on, Wombat. We're above these lame jokes. Barely.
No, we're not.
Barely. So the other day, Mrs. Cheevy asked me for the iPad, which, you know, it doesn't get used a lot in this house. But as it is, you know, there are a lot of windows in the house. So the iPad, one of the iPads may be used to view some pornographic material from time to time. Usually I'm very careful and I use the incognito mode, right? You know about
I'm
that,
I'm familiar,
right?
Yes.
You know about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I must have forgot this one time. And handed the iPad to Mrs. Chibi, and she went upstairs with it. And then, like, 2 minutes later, she came, like, running downstairs. And I gotta say, like, a big fuck you to Ashley Madison. Those pop-up ads, like, can really get a guy in trouble. You know, it's really, if you think about it, like, what's the point of even running those ads on when you're watching porno? Because no one's going to, I don't know, anyone who knows anything knows to stay away from that. But anyway, so if it wasn't bad enough that you had, like, these really graphic, you know, videos in some of the, in one of the tabs, you have another tab that's a full-page Ashley Madison thing. And, you know, it's like, you know, it takes over the whole thing. It takes over the whole fucking screen and everything. So I had to explain to Mrs. Chibi that, you know, this is an ad. And, you know, they just, the ads go crazy sometimes when you go on these sites. And it was fine. After that, I had to explain that, everything was okay. But, damn.
It's like a weird X-rated episode of Three's Company.
Well, every episode of Three's Company was as X-rated as it could be for the time.
Exactly. This is like, I guess, a modern comedy of errors, Three's Company style.
Right. Except I had to explain it to her because she, you know, women don't know what it's like when you hit up some porno on a computer. You got some weird shit that pops up and you have to try to keep it under control. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, it just it gets all over the place. So, yeah, thanks, Ashley Madison. They should really make it clear on the ad that it's an ad. So when if your wife catches you, it says, like, this is an ad on the top, and she knows you're not signing up. I had to explain, like,
It shouldn't say, thank you for your purchase, Mr. Abrams, on the advertisement.
Right, your six-month trial is now active. No, and she actually, we've talked about Ashley Madison before and about how when that big data leak happened and it turned out that the percentage of actual women that were on there was minuscule compared to the number of men, and it was mostly bots and men. So she knows that I wouldn't ever sign up for that. Anyway, yeah, that was great. Thanks, Ashley Madison. Awesome. Awesome job, guys. So to get back to the... me seeing Wombat again and off me masturbating. I saw Wombat Please. The next day at the Cradle of Aviation Museum because he was there for, I guess you were there for a birthday party?
No, we were there just with a group of other friends to go to the fire truck museum.
Got at the fire truck museum, which is right next door, but we had gone to see this Arcade Age exhibit, which I think Shipwreck, you're going to have to come check out.
Okay.
If you come, the
title of it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, basically what it is they've got about, I don't know, 60 arcade games from the 80s and up, and earlier too, actually, from the whole arcade era, I guess. And you, with your admission, you get to play, so they're all on free play, and you can just play them for, I think it was like an hour and a half was your play session.
So is there anything else besides just arcade games set up?
You know, they have a few exhibits, like you can see what the inside of an arcade game looks like. They have a few visual things that just have a timeline of what games were released in that year.
Okay.
Which was kind of cool, but that only takes up a very small room. I'd say it's the actual games themselves that make the exhibit worth checking out.
And there's also the rest of the airplane museum.
Right. With the exhibit, you get the museum exhibit entrance as well. Okay. So it's pretty cool.
We have a fairly large airplane museum here. So
right, right. But, you know, Long Island has a lot of aviation history. You probably didn't.
That's right. Pretty much the birthplace of modern aviation technology is Long Island.
Do you know why?
Grumman?
No, because it was flat.
Oh,
I think
I didn't understand the question where you were going with that.
Oh, they had to make
air. Dayton also has the largest Air Force base in the United States, and we had that whole Wright brothers thing too. So,
right,
we have a little bit of flight history here in Ohio as well.
We had Lindbergh.
The Jews. We got the Jews over here. Mm-hmm. And the video games. Yeah, so it was cool.
Lindbergh wasn't Jewish.
I don't know. I'm just a joke wombat.
Oh, okay. He hated Jews.
Who doesn't? Get in line.
Yes.
So I also wanted to mention that this Arcade Age thing, next Saturday, they're having some 80s night, and it's only it's $10. You can get in and play all the games for just $10. And I think they're going to have a bar there and stuff too.
And you can go and have a good time. I will not be around.
Right. I may have to go because my family's going to be away. And I'll be lonely.
Well, then now I feel bad because if you're going to be all by yourself.
Yeah, it's all.
I can't get out of my plans, unfortunately.
Oh, but you could if you really wanted to.
No, because it's my family that we're going to see on Saturday.
Right. Don't they like video games?
No.
Well, what good are they?
They're not good. I never said my good family.
Right.
I just said my family.
The other thing that people are dying to know about is Shipwreck's trip to Georgia.
to Savannah, Georgia.
No less. But
tell me everything you know about Savannah, Georgia, Cheapy.
Nothing.
Did you eat at the Lady and Sons?
I did.
That's, and how was it?
Paula Deen's restaurant. It's a three-story restaurant just in downtown, like historic Savannah.
What's it called? I missed the name.
Lady and Sons.
Okay.
It's her and her sons.
some lady.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Oh, why did you didn't say it? I'm supposed to know Lady and Sons?
What I said Paula Deen.
Oh, I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I posted a picture. I took right, her
right.
cutout.
Okay.
So the restaurant itself is it's either buffet style, like all you can eat, mm-hmm. or you can order off the menu. And it's all Southern food. And you can add on individual pieces of fried chicken to your meal for $3 a piece.
For one piece of fried chicken?
Yeah, just like I ordered crab cakes, and I was sitting there contemplating if I needed to add a side of fried chicken to my crab cakes.
Did you?
I think we all know what the answer to that is.
I normally would have been yes, but I did not in this instance.
Oh.
I don't know.
That was a bad move. In you.
My daughter had some of the fried chicken, so I tasted it. It was fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's then you're okay.
I had my bases covered.
Okay.
Right.
You didn't say that.
As far as food goes, it was okay. I mean, it was definitely a fried food Southern style. I don't know. I had the fried green tomatoes. They were okay. I've eaten better Southern food, I would say, but I don't know.
I think it's more touristy at this point.
Oh, I'm sure it is. That's what I was doing there. So I hit up the Pirate Restaurant and Paula Deen's and I don't know, whatever other touristy things I saw. But
I know so much more about Savannah than I did.
Well, okay, so the things you need to know
General
about
General Sherman's March to Shrimp. Did you eat there?
I didn't. Things you Savannah is where Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil is based.
Great.
So I hit up all the spots from there. Also, a lot of Forrest Gump is in Savannah.
Great.
So I hit up all the Forrest Gump locales. The diner where Jenny worked.
Oh, God.
right there. Jenny got AIDS right there.
they had a video game store too, like just I don't know, one video game store. It was called I'm forgetting the name of it now. I walked past it like 30 times.
Fun Dump.
No.
Oh.
Planet Fun. Planet Fun is what it was
called. Great name. Unforgettable name.
Right. It's right next to the subway in downtown Savannah. Yeah, and I went in, and they have, like, it's not just video games. It's, like, 80s action figures and everything like that, too, and they have them all set up in cases. Reasonable prices. I bought a copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga for Sega Saturn, which has been on my wish list for a long time.
Nice.
Yeah, I got it for – it was cheaper than what the typical eBay price goes for, and it's not – it's not often that you can walk into a store and examine a game that you're going to spend that much money on. It's in really good condition. Yeah, so I don't, Savannah was fine for like 4 days. Most of my time was spent, like Mrs. Shipwreck had, continuing education during the mornings, like till about 1 o'clock. That's why this whole trip took place. So it was just me and my daughter. And so I got to know where all of the playgrounds were in Savannah.
How are they?
One of them is excellent. And that was the one that we went to every morning after we went to the various diners that were in either Forrest Gump or Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Also, are you familiar with Pete the Cat?
No.
Wombat, the you know who Pete the Cat is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very popular children's series of books. And the artist is based in Savannah. So there was like this, just in this little, like, you can open carry in Savannah, at least in some of the town. I don't know. A lot of drunk people walking around. But there's this little
section. You're talking about alcohol.
Alcohol, yeah.
Okay. Well, I thought you were talking about guns.
No, alcohol. Sorry. Right. I'm sure you might be able to open carry guns too. I don't know. I didn't see any guns. I did see some copies of Song of the South on DVD.
Great.
But there was like this place that had like a Pete the Cat picture like hanging outside of it. And my daughter saw it and she's like really into Pete the Cat. So she goes running across the square, like dodging in and out of the open carry people, the alcohol again.
Right.
And she goes to like reach out and touch it. And then my wife sees like there's a $1,300 price tag on this Pete the Cat. Right. Because it's an original painting from the artist.
Right, right.
And so it was no.
And her hand went right through the canvas.
Right. She did touch it. She did manage
to get a touch off.
Yeah, she did get a touch of it.
So if somebody gets that original painting, not only do they get the painting, they get a handprint from your daughter.
Right.
That's worth even more now.
We went with a print from him, not an original painting.
Good call.
Yeah. It's Pete the Cat dressed up as Darth Vader. So
there's your daughter's two favorite things.
Right. It was a easy buy. He also had a different one that was in that $2,000 range with Pete dressed up as Darth Vader. We did not get that one.
You sure?
Yeah. We did go to the art museum too, which is video game related.
How's that?
They had, to begin with in the art museum, they have the statue from the cover of the book of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Perfect.
So next to that, I was searching for a bathroom on this one floor because it said that there was a bathroom on this floor. And so I'm ducking in and out of these galleries because they're all closed door galleries, just like kind of peeking in to see, hey, do I think the bathroom's in this one? So I open up a door and I see like these people like just like standing there, like moving their arms up in the air and like, there's like these fluffy like feathers moving like to their movements, and I look like that's kind of weird, and I walk in and then I see like everything in this gallery is controlled by Xbox 360 Kinects.
Yeah, I've seen that at museums before.
It's like this, they've basically taken the technology of Dance Central and made it so it moves these feathers.
Mm-hmm.
That's called art.
Right.
No, I mean, I've seen that at a couple of museums in New York City. They to make interactive, it must be a cheap way to make an interactive art exhibit or museum exhibit.
It's so weird though, because like some of them are, they like bury the Kinect into the art, like, or through the picture frame.
Yeah, you can't see it.
I immediately knew what it was because I saw the three little sensors.
Right. You're big. Right. Well, right, we're big nerds. We can.
Right.
See
it was like, oh, I see what you're doing here. But I was looking at it. It's just like, it looked like a video game that you couldn't play. Like it was.
Yeah.
This one looked like an Alan Wake type of picture. And you could just like move back and forth and it would like zoom in and out and stuff. Just like, oh, okay. I hope you got a good grade on this. I don't know.
All right. Sounds like a fantastic trip to Savannah.
I do not recommend their mellow mushroom.
What is that?
Do you guys not have mellow? You have New York pizza. Mellow Mushroom is a pizza chain.
I've never heard of it. I'm not saying that it's not a pizza chain. I'm just saying I've never heard of it.
It's got like a hippie theme to it, a 70s theme.
Right. It sounds like it's bad.
No, Mellow Mushroom is actually pretty good. It's not New York style. It's like your fancy pizza type of place.
Right.
With all the weird ingredients and everything. But we have them around here. This was the place we went to like the last night where we were just, I was tired of carrying around a 2.5-year-old for 4 days around Savannah. And it was late and we're like, oh, there's a Mellow Mushroom right by the hotel. Let's go in there. And that waitress was the worst. She
was too mellow?
Yeah. Like mellow that we didn't see her for like a half hour at a time. And our food came out in waves. That's always great when that happens.
The old like food
waves. My wife's food came out. And then my daughter's food came out 10 minutes later. And then my pizza came out a half hour later. So.
Did you complain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Did you get your food for free?
No, we didn't get our food for free.
Did you get a free t-shirt for Wombat?
I think seriously. That there was something going on with the manager and our waitress. Because I could kind of see him consoling her in the back of the restaurant.
Something personal, you mean?
Could be.
Interesting.
So she was having a bad day?
Well, I was hoping this wasn't a good day for her.
All right. How about some show feedback?
Sure. Lick Chan has to say, CBS News did a story about those doorbells with cameras. I heard about this on CAGcast first. So how's it going? How's it going?
It's pretty good. Although tonight I noticed it stopped working. I tried to get fancy with my doorbell, and you can hook it into if then that. I think I talked about it. If this then that, and so I made it so all my lights flash in the house when somebody rings the doorbell.
I got to witness that.
That makes sense for people hard of hearing.
Yeah, and if you don't have, if you have a house where maybe in part of it you wouldn't be able to hear where the doorbell rings, then this comes in handy.
Or a sleeping baby.
Did you watch this when, did you do something with this when Wombat rang the door?
No, what do you mean? Oh, did you get the video, you mean?
Yeah.
I must have it. It saves everything.
I didn't ring the doorbell.
But it goes anyway when it has motion.
Okay, I was going to say, you opened the door for me before I could even get out of my car.
Nobody fell down. There was no, it wasn't hectic. Shipwreck wants to see something bad happen.
Yeah, nothing crazy happened. I gave you gifts.
Yeah, nice gifts, lovely vase and ice bucket, but not a bucket because
it's glass.
It's glass.
It's a nice glasket.
Glasket. Very nice, lovely.
But you did charge a nice young gentleman's phone for him.
Yeah, that was weird. Check this out, Shipwreck. And let me know what you would do in this situation. Because I kept thinking about...
What I would do in this situation, and I was kind of in it.
Okay, well, okay. But that you're making jokes, though. I'm being serious. So a young man comes to the door and says that he's looking for donations for... I forget, the New York Youth of something, and he's got a bunch of different tchotchkes he can give me if I give money, and he had like some little badge on, and I don't know, it was like snacks and stuff that he was giving for donations for this youth club. I said I wasn't really interested, and he was like, oh, no problem. He's like, but can you do me a favor? My phone is dead, and I have people who are coming to pick me up in like an hour or so. Can I give you my phone and you charge it for me and I'll come pick it up in like an hour? So I was like, yeah, sure. And I did it. And an hour later he came back and picked it up and said, thank you. But the whole time I was thinking like, is there some sort of way that this guy is going to like hack into my house if I charge his phone inside of it? It didn't make it, because I don't know, like, and I actually Googled it afterwards.
Right.
Because it just seemed kind of weird. but not, I don't know.
It seems kind of weird, but at the same time, it seems like, okay, if you were in that situation and you're knocking on people's doors anyways, like,
doesn't hurt
that
to
doesn't
ask.
Seem like that bad of a thing to ask.
Yeah. No, no. So, okay.
You didn't tell him you weren't interested in that either.
I thought about it because it was an unusual request. That, you know, I'm a new homeowner, certainly living in an apartment that's never happened before. But
you should have just said, here, hook it into the USB on my doorbell.
No, but I felt safe that I had the doorbell. That, at least if he, I don't know, if his phone killed me, it would be on tape or something. I don't know. That was weird, though. That was weird.
It was weird.
Even Wombat came down to see what was up because it was taking a long time.
There was that part of me was like, oh, do I have to go downstairs? And I was going to do something and protect Cheapy.
Right. So, like, what were you going to do?
I don't know. Get stabbed.
Hey. Maybe make a deep voice from the top of the stairs.
Oh, speaking of being stabbed, I met a cag in Savannah, too.
Oh, yeah?
Nice.
Yeah. Did not get stabbed, but that reminded me of it. I was at the Children's Museum in Savannah, and as we were walking out, which the Children's Museum there is outside. It's like in this old train yard.
Hmm.
So there was probably like 20 people there. And as we were walking out, somebody came up and said, "Hey, Shipwreck." And yeah, it was a keg. It was nice. His name was, I think he's David Eo on,
cool.
On keg. Yeah. It was nice to meet him.
Awesome. And by the way, just to wrap up with my Ring doorbell, I feel like I can give a review now. My big complaint with it is that it does not, the motion detection and recording does not kick in until, you know, of course, if you push the doorbell, it'll start recording. But for the motion detection part, it's almost like by the time the person is turning away, does it start recording? I think it's because my door has a like sort of a an overhang above it, so it's darker in front of the camera and brighter away from it, and that's somehow messing with the motion detection. So I don't know, but overall I like it. I feel like it is a deterrent just because it looks like a big camera on your door, and the fact that it's getting publicity now. What was that? Good Morning America.
It's CBS good and News. Bad. I'm concerned if it gets too much publicity, then people start hacking them.
But then what? What's the big deal if they hack them? What are they going to do?
Mm.
Blink your lights?
Ring your doorbell?
As you say, it doesn't control the door lock.
No, but you know, you can, if you have one of those door locks, you can make that. Well, no, why would you hook it into your doorbell, though?
Yeah. Every time someone rings the doorbell, the door opens automatically.
Right. That's for really lazy people who are really confident in their safety. What else we got here from show feedback, Wombat?
Sure. The Nexus 6 has to say someone needs to print that and send that t-shirt to Wombat. Love the laughs in this episode.
What t-shirt?
I did not buy any Ninjago sets
what
in
t-shirt?
The last week.
Which t-shirt?
The one that said that I wasn't going to buy any Ninjago. Someone actually made a sample version of it and tweeted it out to us.
Oh, my God. My wife just came outside my door. You know, it's almost 10 o'clock at night. She's outside the sliding glass door, knocking on the window. I don't know. She might be drunk. I assume she has the key and can get in.
I hope she has the key.
She was laughing. So, all right. Okay. My heart is still inside my chest, I think.
You think?
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, just someone sent someone actually did send the mock-up of the t-shirt, which I thought was pretty funny.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And tweeted it out to us. So I'm trying to find it now. Oh, of course I can't.
Come on.
But what do you want from me? I'm just trying to get through all this. There's too much stuff on my Twitter feed. So here it is. I found it.
Well, what good does it do me now?
Shanna Fan sent it. It said, "I'm never buying Ninjago, at least not right now," and made the mock-up of the t-shirt.
Give me the link. Put the link in this thing at least.
Oh, relax.
Holy moly.
Oh.
Here, I'm going to read the next question while you do this, or the next comment. Distorted Jello says, "I think you guys are expecting a Marvel atmosphere with the DC Cinematic Universe. When I read Batman and Justice League comics, I'm not laughing out loud or remembering it for the jokes. It's generally gloomy and very serious. I just don't think Batman v Superman should get criticized for its tone." Oh, there's plenty to criticize besides the tone, so I wouldn't worry about it. The tone is the least of its problems.
Yeah.
How about the plot and the screenplay?
I think the biggest problem with it is that the characters are just not heroic. Like, there's no reason to like them and think that they are doing things for, like, the greater good, or this is a hero that I want to be.
Well,
I think he's also the big thing. Well, the other issue that I have with this guy's comment is he talks about it being a Batman thing, but it's not just a Batman thing. It's a Batman and a Superman thing. And yes, there is a darker tone for Batman, but there's not necessarily a darker tone for Superman. And the where the movie really fails is by not finding that balance. And just using one tone where one tone wasn't really appropriate. So
could Superman's eyes not look so demonic every time he shoots lasers out of them?
Yeah, so I say to your comment,
I like the t-shirt, by the way.
Thanks.
She's not a fan. All right. What else?
Hired Dot Geek had to say this.
I remember this guy.
Yeah, I fell off listening to the CADcast back in 2007 and just started listening a few weeks ago. Back then, Chippy was in Japan struggling to learn Japanese. Shipwreck was just making guest appearances on the show, and Wombat was chronically unemployed. Shipwreck joining the cast seemed obvious. Chippy moving back from Japan was a bit of a shocker, but Wombat being gainfully employed almost made my jaw hit the floor. I really never saw that coming. I've never been unemployed in the 10 years we've been
right,
doing
this. Right,
that's
what show. I was wondering.
You just switched jobs a lot back then.
I went through 2 years where I was sort of between something, finding what I wanted to do. But I'm at 9 years at my current position, so
wow,
in the ninth year.
Now he's now hired geek is dead. Good job, Wombat. You just killed him.
I just was like, but for the record, I've never been unemployed. Although let's, you know, I don't want to be unemployed.
Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Let's not jinx it, hired geek. Come on.
Yeah. Seriously. So there you go. I've had, on my resume, I've only had 3 jobs in the last 16 years. So.
Mazel tov.
Exactly.
Wombat's reliable.
Yeah. Don't exaggerate things too much.
All right. How about, I don't have any watch this bitches, but I guess there's some read this bitches.
You know, I think I briefly mentioned it, but I never talked about how I got Marvel Unlimited and what I thought about it. So I got it. Huh?
Do it.
I got it when it was on sale a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And I really like it. And I've been reading all sorts of crazy events that I never got a chance to read in the last 10 years, like X-Men versus Avengers and some of that Battle World stuff. And what else did I read? I read something else.
What did you think of the Battle World stuff?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. The last issue isn't on there yet because it's like 9 months behind.
Okay.
But I've read everything up to it. And honestly, I don't feel like I'm missing out by having not read the last. I did read the Battle World Civil War miniseries. Not the original Civil War, but this is like, for those who aren't familiar with Battle World, it's like these pockets of other universes that have all collided on Earth. And I don't know, it sort of makes sense, I guess. I honestly couldn't explain it in a way that makes
sense. Why is it Battle World? There's a lot of battles.
Because people are fighting each other. This little pocket is about what would happen if Civil War wasn't resolved in that 6-issue miniseries that had already come out.
Right.
And it just kept going. And it's interesting. I kind of liked it. But yeah, it's a good read. I like some of the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff that came out around the time of the movie. Bendis's Guardians of the Galaxy. I had never read that. There's just, you know, there's a lot there. So if you haven't read comics in a good decade, I strongly recommend it. So
yeah, you showed it to me when you came over. It did look pretty neat.
Yeah, I read Warren Ellis's run on Moon Knight. I read Matt Fraction's run on Hawkeye.
That stuff's good.
There's a lot.
I don't know about
the
Moon Knight stuff. I didn't read that. I just did pick up Moon Knight number one this week, the new one.
Oh, how is it?
I have not read that yet. But
they reboot that comic like every other year.
Sure. I did get another number one this week, though. That was Gwenpool number one. I was very excited about that. Well, she's been showing up in the Howard the Duck comics, like as a, I don't know, like a mini comic in the back of Howard the Duck.
Now it's Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy from, I may get this wrong, but I think she's from like our universe, like our Earth, whatever.
Okay.
And she is able to go into the comic world. So she has no superpowers, but she thinks that everything has no consequence because she's read a lot of comics before. So
interesting.
Yeah. But then she's, of course, kind of like Deadpool in that she goes around and shoots everybody up. So almost like a Harley Quinn type of vibe to it, I guess. And MODOK is in the first issue as well.
I guess where it loses me, and I guess it's just because I'm an old man, because I know she's been around for a while now, is Gwen Stacy just being back.
Well, this is a different universe, Gwen Stacy.
I guess. It's still Gwen Stacy, though.
It's they kind of give her the opposite power of Deadpool, where he's in the comics but is able to break through the fourth wall to reach us. Like, she is broken through the fourth wall in the opposite direction.
I get it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be Gwen Stacy. It's just that happened to be the character they picked.
That's what I mean. I'm like, I'm surprised that it's like, why does it have to be Gwen Stacy then?
I am not even 100% sure it is Gwen Stacy. Her name's Gwen.
Okay.
Maybe it says Gwen Stacy somewhere in there. I was not all that concerned with that.
Because I know there's a Spider Gwen too, right?
Yeah, and that's Gwen Stacy. And that's that's Gwen Stacy from a different universe as well.
Yeah, okay. This is what I've learned about reading Marvel.
She shows up in the Web Warriors from time to time.
Yeah, this is what I've learned about from reading Marvel comics lately. When you're reading these events, you kind of have to just have to read them as their own thing and forget that there's any continuity outside of these events because it's not going to make sense at all.
I don't really like reading the events so much. I'm more about the individual. Like,
I keep flip-flopping. Like, if I come across an event that the whole thing is there, I find myself reading it. Like, I had never read Fear itself, so I read that. And X-Men versus Avengers, which I already mentioned. And for some reason, there was another one that I read, and for some reason, my brain is completely blanking on what it was. But it had the Avengers in it, and that was also all right. So, yeah.
Nice. All right, how about some new releases?
Oh, that's my section.
Yes, that's you.
Trying to figure out, I get this little pinging noise in my ear right now, and I'm trying to figure out what program is causing that. Dark Souls 3, big release.
Nope.
Huge release.
Didn't buy it.
Didn't jump it in on this one. Wombat?
No. Oh, yeah, I got it.
The time is now.
I got it.
Good.
I got two copies.
Right. You have Dark Souls 6?
Yep. Yeah, that's what I wanted, Dark Souls 6, so I bought two copies.
We are not your source for anything Dark Souls.
No.
I'm not even going to comment on that game. Other than I see that people might be enjoying it, and it's also maybe crashing some. I don't. No clue. I did pick up Ratchet and Clank.
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. I just thought it was so good at E3 last year that for $40, exactly. It was hard to pass up.
Yep.
So that's a reimagining of the original Ratchet and Clank, but not just a remastering.
Right. I didn't know, it was just an impulse buy for me because it was $40 and I happened to be near a Best Buy. But it's supposedly based on the movie.
Well, the movie's based upon the original game too.
Right, but I think they've implemented stuff from the movie too, or no?
No, I think so. Yeah, it's tied in with the movie that comes out.
Have you played a lot of it?
No, I haven't had a chance to play any of it yet.
Oh, I've played a lot.
I just got it right before the show. Oh, good. Is it really good? It looks really good.
Yeah, it is really good. It looks amazing. I mean,
it looked amazing at E3 last year. Like, yeah. Graphically.
I mean, even just when the bolts, when you're collecting the bolts and they're just flying all around you because there's so many of them and you're you know, moving and just picking them up as you go. Just looks incredible. I mean, it looks really good. You know, the gameplay is really solid. I'm playing on the hardest difficulty because I read somebody tweeted out that you should do that. And I did seem to remember the original one being sort of easy, but I could have been wrong in remembering that, but I felt that it seemed like it made sense to try this one, at least on hard, and you can always change it later. So it was no big deal, but so far so good. Yeah, I'm having a really good time with it.
Is Ty enjoying it?
Ty, I let him watch me play it a little bit, but I want to play it on hard, and I don't, you know, he's got other things he should be doing.
No, I didn't know if he was interested in the movie or anything.
He doesn't really know much about it. He's really into Plants vs. Zombies 2 right now and Minecraft. So if I let him play something, he's going to go in either of those directions.
It's all about Minecraft.
Well, he actually really likes Plants vs. Zombies 2, I got to say. I mean, we did the EA Access trial and he went through the 10 hours. So I had to buy it.
I had to.
I shouldn't have bought it, probably. So yeah, Ratchet and Clank, really good. Definitely recommend it. Yeah. What else?
Kind of surprised that it came out as just a $40 release.
Yeah, the woman, it was funny because when I got it at Best Buy, the clerk was, or the cashier, she's like, oh, is this a new game or a remake? And I realized that I didn't know. I was like, oh. usually I'm ready to talk up the clerks and tell them, you know, teach them. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a... I was like, oh, I don't know. And I turned over the box and it does say it's like a reimagining. And she did mention that a lot of people had come to pick it up that day. And she also asked why it was $40. And I said, I don't know. I think just these types of games aren't sexy anymore. And they don't really market them that much. And so they have to sort of
I think some of that might have been like goodwill as well, though. Like they want people to go see the movie.
Yeah, it's part of call that marketing.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay. She was into it, though. I think...
It's just surprising since they do just... do the up-res of all these remakes and charge $40 for them. And this one's more than that.
Like, right. She was skeptical. I could tell she was very skeptical by the $40 price tag. And I wasn't 100% sure how much it was going to cost, but yeah.
Have
that's
you played
cool.
it yet?
What's that?
Have you played it yet?
Yeah. I played many hours of it.
How is it?
It's great. I said it was great. I talked about it.
Did you just disappear for like 5 minutes? Did you get?
Yes.
Okay.
It's really good.
He likes it a lot.
I told you, I'm playing on the hard difficulty. You didn't hear that part?
No, I missed that part, actually.
it looks amazing. I think I would recommend this to anybody, for sure.
Anybody?
Anybody, because even a kid can play it on easy, I'm sure. It's great.
I actually do want to get it. Maybe that'll be my birthday game this year. I always buy one dumb game for my birthday.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a really quality title.
You know. Yes.
What else we got here?
Risk of Rain came out for PlayStation 4 and Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I know both of us played a little bit of that on PC, right?
I don't know. I don't even think I loaded it up.
We both at least bought it on PC.
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah. I don't remember what that game is.
It's a roguelike.
Yeah, it's a roguelike, like a 2D roguelike, right?
Right.
Yeah. I remember that game now. Okay. So that's out on PS4 and Vita now. Only $10. Seems fine for that game. For Wii U, there's Epic Dumpster Bear.
Great.
And Super Robo Mouse.
Perfect.
And Emojicara, a clever emoji match game. How's the Wii U doing? Good?
It's good. Perfect. Good? They're getting all the hot shit right there.
This is one I actually want to try out for Xbox One. It's Letter Quest Grimm's Journey Remastered, which sounds kind of lame, but it's a, I don't know, it's a word searchy type of game, like where you form combinations of letters to make words.
Oh,
it's got RPG elements to it.
Oh, when you phrase it that way, it doesn't sound right. Bad at all.
Right.
Nerdy at all? No.
Oh, no. It's extremely nerdy, but I am into that. So I'm gonna buy that and talk about it next week probably.
Cool.
You say that now.
Right. Print up a t-shirt. NPDs?
They came out this week.
They did. I haven't even looked at them yet. I'm looking at them now for the first time.
Whoa, it's exciting. What do we got? We got the number one game was The Division.
Have you played any more of that since you first got it?
I'm trying to remember if I played any within the last week. I played some recently.
What level is your guy?
I want to say maybe 11 or 12.
Okay. I'm 9.
Okay.
So you win this time.
Yeah.
One day soon, though, I'm going to be more than you.
I know my base is doing pretty good. I think I got 2 of the places over 50%.
Oh, the wings, you mean?
Yeah. So whatever that means.
I was like,
oh,
you have a base? I didn't know what you were talking about for a second.
Yeah, well, my base belongs to us.
I
got some cool gear. Some nice weapons.
I don't. Mine all suck.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Floppy hat.
I do like that game, though. I think it's a fun game, but I do think that, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but I think the shoehorning in of making this and trying to make it an online massive multiplayer game did more harm than good.
They may be sorting it out, though, because I was able to play online with people and actually make it through a mission, which is nice to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You kind of
it would be
that.
Nice, though, if you didn't feel like you had to do that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And they just had a big update, too. So mm-hmm. They fixed some things, I guess. Anyway, so that was number one.
And number two is Far Cry Primal, which is impressive, I guess, for a game that came out in February to still be there in March.
This seems like I don't know. Did these games sell very much?
I think the Division sold a lot.
Right. After that,
it may drop off pretty steep when you still have... Not that Grand Theft Auto V isn't a game that sold a lot of copies, but to be number four on the list after all this time, it's possible.
Right.
Call of Duty at number 9. Minecraft at number 10.
Good old
Minecraft. Pokken Tournament for the Wii U at number 7. That's a pretty good showing for a Wii U exclusive.
Right. We just don't know what the numbers are.
No. Remember how fun it was when they gave you the numbers?
I guess. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really affect us how many titles they sell.
No, it doesn't affect me personally. No,
make me any happier or sad, really.
These NPDs are boring.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll do better next month.
Make them better next month, Wombat. NBA 2K16 is in there. In the top 10.
Hey, let's stop talking about boring things and start talking about Battleborn.
But you said you wanted to stop talking about boring things.
Uh-oh.
I want to know what Shipwreck thought, because who cares what I thought?
That's because I'm a big Borderlands fan.
Yep.
You're
the biggest Borderlands fan.
So they kept the humor and everything just seems like it's ripped straight out of Borderlands.
The color palette.
The color palette, the
character designs even.
To an extent. I mean, this goes a little bit beyond what you would see in a Borderlands, but I mean, the humor and writing is... It's just straight out of Borderlands. It's got the same kind of sarcastic tone to it. Okay. And then after that, after you peel that part of Borderlands away, it's a corridor shooter. I don't know.
It's a MOBA with first person.
Kind of
shooting.
A MOBA, but MOBAs, don't they usually have different paths?
It had different paths, didn't it?
Not really.
I don't know. I ran down this blue pathway.
Yeah.
It was straight.
Right. That sounds like a MOBA to me. And there was minions that you had to protect, right?
It was very blue.
Right? Minions?
I didn't see minions.
Yeah, minions, dude.
You mean the little robots?
Yeah, it was telling you to protect the minions.
No, well, it depends on what mission you did, I guess.
I was doing the MOBA mission.
I did the solo mission.
I did an online story mission.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. I did the online multiplayer, which is a MOBA.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I was doing the story missions because
I did the story mission.
I automatically
also
knew I was not interested in the MOBA. aspect.
And then you automatically knew that you were not interested in the entire game.
Oh, I'm imagining the MOBA aspect is the main focus of this game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, they had the story mode in there because
just so they can
they're trying
they
to sell it.
It
to the Borderlands fans.
Right, right. To take to check off a box.
Right. It's just everything feels kind of underpowered to me. Like, even though there's like you're leveling up your character as you're going through the level, and there's like a bunch of explosions and effects happening on screen, just the pew pew doesn't feel good.
Uh-oh. You gotta have that pew pew feeling good.
Yeah. It just
I didn't even make it through that story mission.
I got close to the end, and then we had to record, and I didn't really break my heart to hit off and let my other four teammates finish the mission.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could play through this game, but I don't think it's something that I would stick with. And I don't think it's something that's going to be like a great co-op game for me and Mrs. Shipwreck, because I don't think she's going to have any interest in this at all.
Yeah.
So can they start working on Borderlands 3 now?
You think they're working on it already? They must be, right?
They have to.
Wait until June.
This was probably a small team working on this game, right?
I mean, it looks polished and it makes sense. This game could be huge. Because if it catches on with the MOBA crowd.
It's not going to catch on with the MOBA
crowd. It's not going to catch on.
It's not going to be huge.
It's not going to happen.
Why would this one catch on?
No.
It just doesn't. What does this one have that the other one?
Smite's a better game.
It just doesn't seem. I don't know. I feel like this game they can make on a pretty limited budget because right the story. I mean, I didn't check out the story mission, but I'm imagining it's not.
Story mission is you're going down a hallway.
Okay.
I mean that's a little simplified. There's right. like little. Basically, think of like a Gears of War type of level. Where there's little paths you can go off and find collectibles and stuff like that. But enemies are popping out. You do boss fights. They're the type of boss fights that you would expect with a 5-player co-op game, which is everybody is shooting at the thing for way too long.
It's got that.
Yeah, it's got that in there. Okay.
Check off that box.
Yeah. That's
All
my right. big problem with a lot of it. Like the same thing with Destiny. It just seems like I'm firing at something and I'm just watching a bar go down. And it's not like I'm really.
The Division also.
Is that what the vision is too?
Yeah.
It doesn't appeal to me. I don't know. I mean, Borderlands has a little bit of that, but it's not like you're shooting at the same thing for a long time.
And there's like usually humor involved, right? Like the things cracking jokes at you while it's going into its next stage of.
Well, that's what Battleborn has that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I was fighting a giant guy named Jeff who was in sick. Insisting that he was a spider monster. He was like in a big spider costume. And he was cracking jokes and everything like that. But
sounds like Jeff.
Yep.
All right. So it sounds like we just want Borderlands 3. Let's get this out the door. We get focused on Borderlands 3. Everybody be happy, right? Make it maybe.
I'm really surprised that they didn't kind of brand this as some kind of Borderlands. But I don't know.
Battle of Borderlands?
Yeah. Why not?
Or like, Borderlands : Battleborn.
Right. It's not going to make it less successful, for
right.
sure.
Nope. And it just feels like so close to...
I think there's part of Gearbox that wants to prove that they're not just the Borderlands studio. But they're really just the Borderlands studio.
Even if they just called it Borderlands : Battle, I think that would have been fine. Like,
yeah, I mean, look, you got to look. These are competitive. Everybody's making a game like this these days, so you got to use any advantage you have. And look, you got an IP like Borderlands, which has been successful. Why not leverage it?
Yeah, the one guy they have in the middle, I don't remember what his name is. He looks like Handsome Jack, mm-hmm. guy with the swords.
I thought that too.
Yeah.
I took the mushroom lady, the Asian mushroom lady.
I took the army guy with the guns.
I took the witch with the forearms.
Got to have forearms. All right. What else we got here? Lego Dimensions Wombat? You still playing
that? Well, Best Buy decided to have a 50% off sale the week after I bought the game.
Yeah.
I didn't get a lot, So I got a couple of Ninjago guys. No, I did not. I did get the Wicked Witch.
You went with Doctor Who because we all know that you are a huge Doctor Who fan.
No, it's not that I'm a huge Doctor Who fan, because I'm not. I actually didn't go with Doctor Who. I went with the Cyberman from Doctor Who.
The who?
Because I wanted
the robots.
I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
I wanted someone who has mind control ability and the ability to see through the X-ray walls. And I could have gone and bought Superman and Wonder Woman separately, or I could just buy the one robot. So I just bought the one robot. Also, it opened up the open world for Doctor Who. So I got a whole new open world out of it.
You got that going for you?
Yeah. So it seemed worth it. That's also why I bought the Wicked Witch.
So what is the open world Doctor Who? Like, what does that get you, actually? What do you do?
Basically, it kind of looks like, I guess it's, you know, it's basically London.
But what do you do? Like, do I just walk around?
No, it has little, you know, the mini missions to get gold bricks. Like, oh, beat up these 10 guys and get a gold brick.
So you're like rescuing cats and stuff.
You're rescuing cats. There are little puzzles to do. You know, like, oh, you need to melt this and then blow up that and then see through this and then pull the lever, that kind of stuff. So it's got all that going on.
So the New York City from Marvel Superheroes.
Exactly. It's like it's a smaller version of New York City from. And each time you get a character that's specific to a world, you can open up that open world. So there's a DC Comics open world, and there's a Lord of the Rings one, and a Wizard of Oz one, which is why I bought the
Wicked
Witch.
Would it be better just to buy everything?
Basically.
Okay.
They give you, it's like, why would I buy a Ninjago figure? Oh, I have all the open worlds except for the Ninjago one.
You really want to know what that Ninjago open world is like?
I don't, but I know what the Chima one looks like, so I'm pretty much, I'm covered.
Tell us what's going on in Chima Land.
There's like a castle and stuff and trees. There's a castle and some trees.
You're painting a picture in my mind.
Mm-hmm. It's made out of Legos.
Lame.
Yeah. You know, what can you do?
I'm trying to stay away. I got to stay away from that.
Yeah. My daughter used her own money and she bought the Harley Quinn Joker 2-pack. So I have that too.
How sexy is Harley Quinn in that game?
I'm telling you, it's hard to not think of her that way.
All right. Let's talk about Microsoft. Ship, have you played any Quantum Break?
Not since last episode. I was in Savannah.
Hmm.
I want to play more. I
played a good chunk of Lego Dimensions, by the way, and this is what I have to say because I didn't even get to finish.
Right, sorry.
Good.
It's okay. That game is, here are the drawbacks about that game. You want to know what the real problem with that game is?
Yes.
Because I could see Cheapy having an issue with this. If you don't have the best back, Lego Dimensions is not the game for you. First of all, you have to keep a light on. Because you're constantly changing characters on the base and moving things around.
Forget one it. Of the
I thought we solved this last week with you playing remotely in the bedroom and yelling to your wife to switch the figures.
She's not coming to my house, though.
Yeah, it's like for each level, it's like, okay, and then I got to put him on the red one, then I got to put him on the blue one, and him on the yellow thing, and every time I sit down on the couch, I have to stand up again and move someone around.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Isn't that why you're playing with a kid, though?
Well, I was playing at night when the kids were asleep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So no more Quantum Break for Ship. I'm on Act 3 now. I don't know how many acts there are.
It's kind of short, right?
I think, I don't know. It just doesn't suck me in the way that Alan Wake did. The story is not as good. The atmosphere is not as good. The action, I mean, I like slow-mo better than most people, more than most people, but I really like that effect of with the flashlight in Alan Wake. You know, weakening the enemies with the flashlight.
I mean, Alan Wake was very unique.
Yeah.
And a lot of the Quantum Break stuff we've seen before. At least what I've played as far as the combat goes. We've seen time bubble grenades and and dashing in slow-mo and firing in slow-mo. I mean, but again, this is like the developer that kind of invented slow-mo.
Yeah.
I mean, Max Payne is the first one with bullet time, right?
I think so.
At least the first one that did it well and publicized it, I guess, if not the first. So I don't know. I need to play a lot more of it. I want to play a lot more of it, but I was too busy trying to find Forrest Gump's bench.
It's good. Don't get me wrong.
It's in the museum. It's not out.
Did you have any peach cobbler when you were in Savannah? Is that a thing they have there?
I had several things with peaches in it. there was like a peach marmalade. That was really good. That was at the pirate restaurant. I had some kind of peach ice cream from, what was
Peaches ice cream?
Peaches.
No, it was a guy, Lewis's maybe. This guy is a big time executive producer in Hollywood. Like executive produced, or had
Forrest Gump,
Avengers 2, or Captain America, maybe.
Louis Desposito.
That's it. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he owns a ice cream parlor. And
I knew.
How did I pull that out of my?
I knew you would know
it
too.
I knew you. That's why I said like I knew you would know who it was. Like, there was posters all over a lot of Ben Affleck stuff, all over the ice cream parlor. So yeah, Savannah.
Whew.
Always bringing it back to Savannah.
Right.
It's a nice town. I don't want to joke about it. It's a beautiful little city.
I think people could tell that you enjoyed your time there. How was the ping pong there? A big ping pong crowd there?
I did not see any ping pong being played. Okay. Well, did see the church where John Wesley began the Methodist church.
Great. That's much better than ping pong.
There was also a historic Jewish temple there.
Also not as good as ping pong.
They might have, I don't know. Maybe they had ping pong. It was pretty
big.
Maybe
in the basement.
Yeah.
I played
also,
some of
also, the yes. mansion, the mansion that Disney's Haunted Mansion is based around.
I can get on board with that.
Right. Is it took haunted? My picture in front of that.
Do they have a tour in there?
It's actually functioning as an inn.
Mm.
So you can stay there.
Does it have 99 ghosts but room for one more?
Apparently there's a lot of ghosts in Savannah as well. A lot of times if they wanted to put a street in, they just paved over cemeteries and did not move the bodies. So your daughter could probably talk to a lot of ghosts in Savannah.
Nice.
I played the Warzone Firefight beta that came out today. That's Halo 5. Well, I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, okay. How's that?
It was pretty good. It's I think it's six to eight player co-op. There's five waves of enemies, and you can use the cards that you get that you play within Warzone, the rec cards. It was fun. It didn't blow me away with its funness. But I don't know. It was fine. That game, I gotta say though, Halo 5, I really support what they did with the DLC this time. You know, you got all the maps, all these modes, everything is free. The only thing they have you pay for if you want to is those rec cards. I think that I wonder if how they did financially with that setup. I hope they did well, because that's way preferable than to having to buy the maps. Don't you think? I mean,
I don't know, because I kind of lost interest after a while.
Do you have the game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's fun.
I like it. I mean, I'm also terrible. So
right, you're not that good person. Yeah. I'm not talking about the game. I'm talking about the concept of.
I understand. I mean, it's a fine concept, I guess. As long as you're not feeling like after, you know, if I don't buy the cards, though, do you feel underpowered?
You get you earn a lot of cards while you play.
I know, but so, you earning the right cards by not paying for them?
I don't feel like I'm losing because I don't have the right cards. I feel like I'm losing because I'm just, you know, 42 years old and I don't play that much.
You're so old.
What do you mean? It's not that old. It could be old. Yeah, I may go back and play some more Halo. It did get me back into it a little bit. It is pretty smooth game right there.
I don't think I ever signed up for that beta. I guess I should have.
You don't have to sign up. You just...
No?
No. Just pop it in. You're in.
All right.
It started today.
I have it. It's actually, I have a digital copy, so I don't even have to pop anything in.
That's nice.
So
I was blasting away with the volume turned up all the way because I was...
So you want me to pop it in so you can blast away?
That's right. That's all right. Let's go to the CAG bag so we can all go to sleep.
Okay.
At links... 009 says, I haven't heard anyone mention EA Access in a while. Do any of you guys still use it? Not Wombat.
No, I don't have it.
He's the only one.
Yep, I stink.
We tell him to get it because it's good. We do use it. They have NHL 16 on there right now.
Hey, you know, my birthday's in 3 weeks. So, you know, not even 2 weeks.
NHL 16 entered the vault, right?
It's in the vault.
Yeah, so you get... Unlimited plays.
Unlimited. You can play me. Ship, are we going to play?
Yeah, I'll play you.
How about me and Ty versus you and Gretchen?
That okay. That sounds...
I'm trying to train Ty. It's okay. Hard. It's not easy.
I don't think Gretchen has ever played a hockey game before. So
you could play like with the 3-button controls set up.
That's fine. I mean, you really just... You just slap it to the middle and pick a slap shot.
Pretty well, not anymore. Those one-timers are hard now. Anyway, EA Access is good. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. A couple of people wrote in and wanted us to do stuff on YouTube or some video stuff. Specifically, at CW Baby Shooter wants to know if Shipwreck would ever make YouTube reviews of some of those obscure retro games that he buys.
Our celebrity listener.
Is he a celebrity listener?
Yes, yeah.
Who is he?
I'll tell you after the show.
What do you mean?
I don't know if he necessarily wants everyone to know who he is, so I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, my God. Ben Affleck?
It is Ben Affleck.
Oh. Wow. All right. Well, what's the answer? No, Shipwreck's not doing anything. He's busy.
I don't have time to do that right now. I would enjoy doing that, but... By the time I get my daughter to bed and spend time with my wife, there's not a lot of YouTube video making time.
And you have a huge green screen set up somewhere.
I recommend spending less time with your wife.
I do. I have everything I need to do this.
Except the time.
Except the time.
And the motivation.
Well, the motivation goes away when you spend 2 hours trying to get your kid to sleep.
Right.
That's when the motivation goes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't end soon, by the way.
It could end. You know, that's not true. You can't say that.
It doesn't end soon. You just don't remember because you're past it.
Every kid is different, and you can't say.
We moved her to a big girl bed this week. So she has a full-size bed now.
Right.
Nice. A full-size bed?
Yep.
Does she look like Superman flying to Earth in that thing?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
No, we had Ty in a queen-size bed. Because that's just the bed that we had at a futon. So when he was 3, so it was pretty ridiculous. And I used to fall asleep in there with him, trying to put him to sleep. It was horrible.
See,
that's better than falling asleep on the floor, like with your arm in through one of the slots in the crib.
Well, yeah, but I was like half on the floor, half on the bed, and it's just like when you fall asleep for a half an hour at 9 o'clock at night.
9:30 at night, and then you wake up.
You're like, fuck me.
Right.
You're like, now what do I do? It's like 10 p.m. I've just slept for an indeterminate amount of time, and I feel bad. I got to do some.
So, I'm getting right on those YouTube videos.
Yeah, you Shipwreck sign up. I have free time to do it, and... I don't know.
If you came here and you could use my studio to do them,
that would be ideal.
I'm surprised you're not doing more Twitch.
I don't really. You know what the problem with Twitch is? It's not a problem with Twitch. It's my problem. I don't know. I have a hard time. If it's like a new game and I want to really like enjoy the game and get to know the game and feel like I really understand the game and have fun playing it, I don't think I can do that and entertain people on a stream at the same time.
I understand that. That makes sense.
It's not that fun for me to do that. I mean, it's one thing if it's a game that, you know, it's not like a story and things like that. It's just action and you've played it before. That's something different. But
you can probably do like show people the Halo beta thing.
Or something that like that. Yeah, that would be okay. But yeah, I got to start doing that because I'm getting lonely and my family's going to be away for like, I don't know, a while, 10 days or so. So yeah, I got to make some videos or something.
I mean, they're gone, right? You told me, I believe they're gone when I'm going to be off for a couple of days.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have Sabrina with me, but you're more than welcome to hang out with us. We were going to go to the trampoline place.
Trampoline.
Yep. Trampoline.
Those places are awesome.
It takes a lot of time to edit the videos, too.
Right.
Like, it's not just shooting them. It's getting them to a form that you want to be proud of putting up.
Yeah, that's why I like doing the audio stuff is much easier. Just because the size of the files that you're dealing with are just so much smaller. And it's just much easier to edit. And I have a lot more practice doing that. So maybe if I could figure out something to do, you know, I don't know. Another podcast doesn't sound that interesting. I don't know. Something. I gotta do something. I don't know. Anything else here? Wombat, how's your Kansas principal wants to know how your C25K is going.
Not as well as it is for my wife.
Uh-oh.
If you really want to know the truth. I'm not a good runner. I'm still doing it. I just my wife is taking to it like a fish to water, which is amazing.
I hate running.
She signed up for 2 5Ks already. So she's doing one in May and another one in July, I think.
And what are you doing?
I'm doing the best I can.
What does that mean? I don't see those tweets going out. I used to see
it means that I'm more of I'll do it. Like, I'll still go to, you know, from my house to the elementary school and back again.
Right.
Sometimes I do twice a week and not three times a week. I mean, I'm still walking 2 miles a day every day regardless. So I'm getting, you know, it in there.
Right.
Just, you know.
You're focusing on the couch part of the couch to 5K.
Sadly, it's hard to get motivated at 5:30 in the morning.
Right.
That's really the issue. It's like, okay, my alarm's going off at 5:30 in the morning.
It's dark out.
It's dark out. It's cold out. I don't know.
Maybe when
it's lighter and warmer.
Right.
But I'm trying.
All right. Mm-hmm. He also wanted to know about my standing desk and overall healthy living routine. I would say that I still use my standing desk and I like it a lot. So no complaints there, but I haven't been eating as healthy as I should be eating, but I'm still trying to walk a lot and not take the car everywhere, which, I've been pretty successful doing that.
So. I would say this much. If I lived where you live, I'd be and had your time, I'd be going to the movies way too often.
Oh, Well, I don't know. You know what? I like watching movies at home. The experience. These aren't great theaters that are here. It's not like top of the line, you know, super theater.
No, but you could walk to it.
I could walk to it. That's true. I could walk to a lot of places. I love that. I love being able to walk places. Mm-hmm. Without that, I don't know. I couldn't survive. I'd be too fat. I'm working on getting fat, though. Don't worry.
Good luck.
Thanks. I'm going 5K to couch. I got the reverse app. All right. Let's say goodnight because it's late. Let's follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, which I notice is close to 125,000 followers. So good job, Thorbon. And what else? Did you do a Uninformed Opinions, Wombat?
Not this week, no.
Not this week. All right, so catch up on the older episodes. And, yeah, I think that's it.
Brit's done.
Not every great movie or great arcade game makes a great home video game. That's why when Mattel Electronics turned Tron into Tron Home Video Games, we made sure the excitement of Tron gameplay found its way into your home. You'll know it the moment you square off against a recognizer, if you last that long. 4 great Tron games, 2 for Intellivision, 2 for Atari 2600. From Mattel Electronics, games as good as we say they are, maybe better.